happy in there.
The soothing sounds of House of MNSN Radio. Good, clean controversy.
MNSN Radio. For the next 2 hours, Master Noel and Sir Mark will be discussing different aspects of the leather and kink lifestyle. Send an email, hit the chat room, or sit back and just try to relax, because the next 2 hours are going to be a bumpy ride.
And here we are. Happy weekend. Happy. How are we doing?
Happy weekend.
Oh, I'm so tired. Fucking tired.
We say that every Sunday, you know.
It's hard being us.
Did you say it's hard being us?
Yes. It's a lot of fucking work.
Seriously, it is.
I'm like, oh. But anyway, yes, it was. Last night was a great time.
Well, a new segment of the show, so let's talk about what we did.
Yeah, well, last night was Boy Neil's birthday.
That's correct, yes.
So you organized, you found this club, and you arranged for us to all go there, to go see a comic at the House of Comedy.
House of Comedy, yeah.
And I do have to say, and I told the waitress, the food was incredible.
I actually...
For $40, you had a salad.
Yeah.
A pasta, which was really good, steak or chicken, which I had the steak, which was cooked perfectly.
Yeah.
It was tastefully. The veggies were really good.
Yeah.
Potatoes were really good. And dessert on top of it for $40. It was better than the fucking keg.
We did discuss that. We thought it was better than the keg.
Yeah.
You know what? I would go and just have their pasta. It's $5 for that pasta bar. And
the pasta was good.
It looked really good. Yeah. So, well, we have Slave Wayne sitting up at the table with us. I'm not quite sure how that all happened without me noticing, but...
I told him to come up. So. And Slave Wayne, I have to say, this man is the most fucking amazing chef.
Okay,
that's all you got to say. What did you have for dinner tonight?
Soup.
Come closer to me.
He's just trying to piss you off.
First of all, it was not soup.
Dinner was very good.
We went looking for bowls, and we're not talking bowls. We're looking, you could have had a pedicure done with these bowls. That's how big they were. And why don't you explain to us what you did, Slave Wayne?
Sure.
It was an Asian-style noodle soup made with chicken broth, Asian noodles, and fresh chicken.
It's kind of like pho.
Yes.
If you've ever had pho soup, P-H-O, that's similar to what it was.
But the best part, which is not part of my diet, was this bread, homemade bread, not the fake shit that you do in a goddamn bread maker that is done in 2 seconds flat. That's been done for a day, 2 days. He started the yeast.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and we had this incredible small great baguette, still hot with butter. Oh, my diet got totally fucked this weekend.
Yeah.
Totally fucked. But that was...
Nope, it was very good. Yeah. It was... We actually... Monday night, we had a nice dinner, the two of us, and I did eat some of the bread. And it was... I mean, that was frozen. It was pretty damn good. So I can imagine what the fresh stuff was. I just couldn't do the bread today. I don't know why, but probably because I had a bit of a hangover. But what the hell time do we go to bed? 4:30?
4:30? No. I went to bed at 4:15.
Oh, crap.
Somebody fell up the stairs and knocked. Still don't know, A, who broke my tap. How did that happen in the kitchen? Still don't know. Our tap.
Thank you.
Still don't know who knocked the picture off the wall and tumbled down the stairs and cracked.
The slave and I were both looking at each other.
And there was a third. There was three things.
What was the third?
I don't know.
The chair. I don't know about the chair.
And then there's it looked like a stupid fucking wine stain on my chair.
Does it look like wine?
Yeah. Red wine.
Who was drinking wine? Evil, that was it.
Was Evil sitting in that chair?
No, Evil never...
Evil Jimmy! Get online now, you bitch!
No, he was the only... I don't think that was wine, Mark. It looks just like a water spot.
Well, I gotta go shopping in new furniture now.
Evil Jimmy, get the fuck online!
But so that was our weekend. It's been really... Yeah. And then Tuesday night, I was in Toronto.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Tell us about that little event.
Tuesday night, Zippers, which is one of our great clubs in Toronto, which we're located at... it's located on Carlton Street at Church and Carlton. They have been there for 13 years, and it was their 13-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And I got dressed up and got ready and performed. I was supposed to do one number. I ended up doing three numbers. Made $120 in tips, which was very good.
Why am I just hearing about this $120 now?
Because...
I spent it all!
No, actually, I didn't spend it all. It's in the bills. But it was great. I got to sew a new outfit with my new our new sewing machine.
No, that you can say is yours.
Oh, now he's going to say that, but he was the first one trying to sew something with it while I was even here.
Not sewing. I was... Embroidering.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Very Butchmaster.
And we had to clean that fucking thing, man. Yeah. I think that's why that they got rid of it, is they weren't using it properly.
Yeah. And I discovered it's a computerized sewing machine. And, of course, Master Nolan and I have something in common. We do not read direction or booklet how to use something.
It doesn't come with one.
Oh, yes, it did.
Did it?
Yeah. Remember? Oh. You had it open out to bobbin and do stuff? Well, it technically tells you how to do certain things.
But
we like to figure things out as we go along, which then gets us frustrated and upset.
It almost did end up on the front lawn at one point.
But anyway, so I did that Tuesday night. It was a great turnout. It was really good. Saw some girlfriends I hadn't seen in a long time. And it was nice
It's going to be good, because if you keep connecting with those, we'll get them to come to do the events with us.
Yeah, and it was nice to hear, wow, he's still a good girl. So it was fun. And they all like my boobs.
Those boobs are still pretty
Everybody
hot.
Everybody likes your boobs.
I do need to fuck them, though.
Well, they're full of glitter.
Yeah, I don't think I want glitter on my penis, but...
It's like that'd be the first time.
Wow. That I've had sex with your boobs or I got glitter on my penis.
Glitter on your dick. But among other things, there's been a lot of stuff going on in the world this week.
This has been a crazy kind of week, yeah.
You know, and it's kind of weird. Like it or not, we like to think that religion has nothing to do with the karma of the universe. But you got to look at it this week, okay? The Pope thing on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Two days later, the meteor shattered windows,
shockwaves. But they knew that was coming.
Yeah, but this is the... It never comes
close
to... And
the zombie apocalypse started Saturday morning.
You know, but it never comes this close. And what was it in...
fuck.
Russia?
It was in Russia.
I mean, a lot of people, like over 600 or 300 some odd people got hurt from shattered glass and stuff. You know, and then the Vatican gets hit by lightning, not once, twice.
Wait a minute. What are you trying to say here? That...
No, but it's...
You think that God did all that
stuff? No. I'm just saying that Mother Nature has a way, and people have a way of looking at things. So now it's like, you know, there was a sign. who's in control? We're not. We know we're not. Look at what fucking happened last night. We got Blizzard City here last
night. That was weird.
I mean, we got what? Almost over a foot of snow last night.
Yeah.
And just so you know, everybody, I don't have my computer. Slave Wayne is typing for myself and himself. So if you want me to know something, just pass it along. He's on my laptop right now, so...
Anyway, so yeah, so we did a, we already kind of talked about, the Boennial's his birthday. We had about a dozen people. We all went to the comedy club last night, and we had a really nice time. It was funny, I'm going to call him an acquaintance. I wouldn't really call him a friend, I guess. Larry, I remember him back from the Firestone days when I used to do work there. Which is a bar, of course. And he was in a comedy duo, Chris and Larry. And they were just so... They were just... He's funny as hell. He really is. And, I mean, I'm starting to remember that. Well, I mean, don't we go there? We talked about it earlier in the beginning part of the show. Somebody from my work is there, right? And it's, like, not that I'm hiding it. It's just I don't talk about it. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's just if they find out, they find out, whatever. And I did, and I said to Sir Mark, I kind of took a bit of a step back, and I thought, fuck it. I mean, we've got the slave. He's got a collar on. We're all wearing leather. Like, yeah, kind of, yeah, you know, they're going to figure this out, eh? And it was even better when the comic says, yeah, so it's your birthday. Why the fuck am I talking to you? No one's talking to the guy with the dog collar on. Why y'all, well, you guys, what'd he say something? Well, you guys are all part of a group, aren't you? I can tell with all the leather vests and stuff. You got to be some fucking group. And with your mutton chop sideburns. And he's going on and on. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, they know now. And they were making a lot of gay jokes. Like, a lot. It was like, you got it all figured out. But it was good. We had a really nice time. Oh, Joseph's in the chat room. Mr. Snicky's in there. Lou Scoter Pup's in the chat room as well. So, yes, Boyne had a very nice birthday. He is exhausted. We've sent him on his way back home, so the slave is sitting in for him. We are going to go to a commercial, and when we come back, I think we are going to start off with, did you know that almost half of heterosexuals under 45 have anal sex? Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw it. I'm going to drop that in to the chat room in just 1 second. But right now, it is freaking time for a commercial.